This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Why? Because I see my guy, Sean Morash, have a mental breakdown on social media. And I'm not even going to read all of his tweets other than the first one. Because this guy went on Jameis Winston, I hate him diarrhea for about 6 hours. But the first tweet I saw was, quote, "There are not enough edibles on the planet Earth to help me sleep tonight knowing there's a chance Jameis Winston throws 40 interceptions for the Giants next year." And it got worse. And it got worse, and it got uglier, and it got uglier. So, Sean, Tiki's happy. I'm happy. I think most people in the audience are happy. We'll find out at 888-808-1019. Even Loogie was like, yeah, I'm good. Like, he wasn't pissed. He wasn't excited. He was good. Why the mental breakdown over Jameis Winston? The floor is yours.
Evan, in the 72 hours that have cleared since then, you said the thing that needs to be said, and the only thing that will calm me down. The Giants are a puzzle, and this is a piece of a puzzle.
Yes.
I cannot deny that. I can't agree with it. The idea, though, of Jameis Winston starting games as their potential best option to start games, and many Giants fans, by the way, took to social media feeling like that was possible Friday night in a positive way, makes me throw up all over myself.
Why?
Now, look.
Come on, man.
Teak, I love Daves. I think Daves could be a great coach. We talked about the turnover stuff. Jameis Winston ain't getting fixed, okay? And you brought up Bruce Arians. I'll give you another one. Kevin Stefanski's a pretty renowned, damn good quarterback coach. Found the most out of freaking Case Keenum back in the day under Pat Shurmur. He had 1 year with him. That team still needs a quarterback. Jameis was dirt cheap. Just keep that in mind. Didn't bring him back for all the leadership, all that other stuff.
It's because he threw out of 7 interceptions or whatever it was.
Here's the other issue with the New York Giants. They are, whether we like it or not...
Sorry, 12 interceptions last year in 7 games.
Whether we can accept this or not, the Giants just spent a season where they were by far the biggest joke of an NFL organization perceptually. Whether it was the Saquon Barkley stuff, whether it was the losing, everything that went wrong. And Jameis Winston, for everybody to go, look how much fun Jameis is going to be. No, he's not. He's fun because he does his one positive is he throws the ball down the field that we've struggled with. Everything else about him has been bad in his career to the point the turnovers have been extreme. And the idea that because he's a fun, smile on your face, walking meme just makes the Giants a bigger joke if he's doing that stuff while the team's losing. Do you think the line "deliver me from pick sixes" is funny when it's your own team? No, it's not. The organization's a joke when that happens.
That was not on our team, so I don't mind.
That's my point. That's my point.
I don't mind it. But I look back and I say, look, when was he really good? And so I talked about the Tampa year where he threw for 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. I mean, his touchdown percentage is just, it was ridiculous. And then 2 years later, he's in New Orleans. He starts 7 games. He's 5-2 in those 7 games. This is Sean Payton coach team. He throws for only 1,100 yards, and his completion percentage wasn't great. But he threw 14 touchdowns out of however many attempts, 160 attempts. That's like almost 9%, which is double.
We haven't had that.
You don't see that, right? So I think the upward potential is really interesting with him as long as he limits the mistakes. And that, it's a big if. It's a massive caveat. But here's why I also like Jameis Winston to the New York Giants. Because I do think, like a lot of people, that they're going to take a quarterback at some point in this draft. Maybe they get somebody at 3, or maybe they wait and go get Jackson Dart later in the first round, or draft one of these other kids that are slowly climbing up the boards at quarterback, because there's not many available. And if Jameis is bad, and he's a liability, and he's costing you games, he is easy to bench. You just sit him down.
Much easier than Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers.
Russell Wilson wants $30 million from Cleveland, at least. I don't know what he's asking for from the New York Giants. But again, he wants the Giants more than the Giants want him. And so I think that Jameis gives you flexibility when, if inevitably, you have to change to that young quarterback. Whereas Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers do not.
Yeah, so that aspect, absolutely true.
Is that a sell, though?
Excuse me?
Is that a sell?
It's not a sell. He signed for $4 million.
I know, and I agree, but the idea we go into this going, hey, look, he's easy to bench. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement.
Look, there's a lot of layers.
And he's a good veteran. He's a clown sometimes, and he's probably sometimes not a really good football player, but it's just, you had to get somebody. You had to fill the room. You couldn't just say, hey, yeah, we'll figure it all out once April comes.
No, you needed to get someone in. Look, there's a lot of different reasons or arguments for and against Jameis Winston. So instead of you moving it all over the place, where do you want to start? Is your start, I don't trust him to play? Because I'll attack that right away if that's what you want to do.
The play is certainly one thing. If it's all about the touchdown passes, I think he negates almost all of them with these turnovers.
Like I said, it's a puzzle. And there is a possibility Jameis Winston never plays for the New York Giants. That is absolutely on the table. It's possible he's the third string quarterback. It's possible he's a backup for a veteran. I want to at least attack the what if he plays card.
Okay.
The fact that he starts the year. I'm so sick of hearing about how Kevin Stefanski is...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
God's gift to quarterbacking. Like, he got a lot out of Baker Mayfield, but did they make a great decision letting Baker Mayfield go?
They did not.
Okay, so because Winston got benched by Stefanski and the Browns couldn't wait to move on from him, please stop using that as any piece of evidence that he's damaged. I want to just start with that. Is that not fair to say?
That's fair.
Let's move on now.
Okay, just I have a hard time saying, look what Dave's has done while discounting Stefanski.
No, that's all. Brian Daboll's not Kevin Stefanski on a lot of levels, good and bad, by the way.
Right. I don't think anybody's discounting Kevin Stefanski. I'm not. I think he's a good coach.
No, what I'm saying is don't use the argument, because Sean already did this, about Winston saying, well, if Kevin Stefanski couldn't fix him and benched him and got rid of him.
He was
an
afterthought in Cleveland.
Exactly. There's a lot of reasons why that happened. I trust Brian. Brian Daboll's been here for a couple of years and has not really had much of kind of quarterback mold to try to mold into.
Yes.
Which a lot of it I put on Joe Shane. I am very intrigued to see what Brian Daboll, who brought Daniel Jones's interception percentage down to the lowest of his career, really helped develop Josh Allen. I am curious what he can do with a guy who's still only 31 years old. With a guy who's capable of throwing the deep ball, which Daboll wants.
Right.
With a guy who's going to have a wide receiver in Malik Nabers who is as talented as anybody. Like, I'll admit this, and I'm saying this as an IFO, not as a giant homer, not as a giant hater. If anybody can fix Jameis Winston, and I'm not ready to give up on him at 31 years old. I was intrigued with him with the Jets as a possibility of throw it against the kind of wall and let me see. I think there's a possibility that Daboll could turn him into a better quarterback than we've seen the last couple of years. And I'm surprised that you're dismissing that so out of hand, like that's impossible.
I think that we know what Jameis is at this point in his career. I think we know his limitations, and I think we know his strengths.
Did we know what Geno Smith was at this point in his career?
No, we did not.
Geno didn't play a lot. Two first years, threw a ton of interceptions with the New York Jets.
Jameis
didn't basically play for like 8 years.
Has Jameis played a lot the last couple of years?
He's not.
That's my point.
But he's also been with two organizations and a dying for quarterback play, and they couldn't have him
anymore. Sam Darnold and Geno Smith were with multiple organizations that were dying for quarterback play. Keep going.
Okay.
I'll do this all day. Don't know. He's 31 years old.
If we were
he's
under
not 41
a,
years
hold,
old.
Evan, though, if the New York Giants organization, and I could hear this, wanted to operate under the assumption of we want to get a veteran we don't know about, then they should have been way more active on Justin Fields and Jameis Winston, if that's your sell to me. Because I think I still kind of don't know what Fields is, and I know what Winston is.
First of all, I agree about giving Fields a chance. Obviously, my team is doing it. Here's what I think the difference is, and Tiki kind of hit on it. I think Jameis Winston's just so happy to have an opportunity, while in Justin Fields' case, I think you need to promise him he was going to play.
Yeah.
I think the Jets probably whispered into his ear, Winston could be the third-string quarterback. And I think when he signed that contract on Friday, if he's actually signed it or agreed to it, he probably knew that and was like, I'll take the risk anyway.
Yes.
So I'm just disagreeing with the notion that it's a lost cause. If given the opportunity to play with a talent like Malik Nabers, with a coach like Brian Daboll, they can't turn him into anything. I think that it's still possible. Now, the question is, Teague, because of these puzzle pieces, is that ever going to even be something the Giants try to do? Because, again, he very well could be their third-string quarterback who never plays.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think that's going to be the case. I know I keep reading everything, and I'm sure all you Giant fans are reading the same thing, that, hey, Aaron Rodgers could still come to the New York Giants, or that Russell Wilson could still come to the New York Giants. It just seems increasingly an unlikely proposition. And so Jameis Winston has as good a chance as anybody to start this season as the New York Giants starting quarterback. He is a starter in this league. He has been in this league. And he has the skill set to be really good. But he's also a liability. That's the facts on Jameis Winston. With that being said, he's a great locker room guy. Everybody in that locker room will love him. You might have got annoyed with him from Hard Knocks in season, Sean. But that's editing, right? That's editing to make you feel that way. But Jameis Winston is as good a dude as there is.
Okay, then I'm going to take you back to Jameis Winston in 2023, in that last week of the year. And I think we were all kind of agreeing we had a good laugh about this.
Mm-hmm.
What about him completely defying and thumbing his nose at a head coach's orders about running up a score on the very last play?
That was for his running back. He did that for his running back.
And then stands up there at a microphone, basically, might as well have spit in Dennis Allen's face at that point. And I don't even like Allen as head coach. That's not a good look for a leader, though.
He wasn't the
How
leader.
Can I defend that,
he
though?
He was the backup quarterback. He was the Saints' backup quarterback.
But
they put him in to take a knee. He said, no, I'm not taking a knee. I'm getting a touchdown for the guy who led the league in touchdowns.
You know what that
ago.
Showed me more than anything?
Okay.
That Dennis Allen had the respect of nobody in that room.
And Dennis Allen had no pulse on his team. None at all.
Correct.
I can't deny that. But that's still a quarterback. You guys are telling me he's a leader doing that to a head coach.
I would tell you that Winston probably didn't do the right thing. But my biggest takeaway from that whole extravaganza was not only Tiki going off on a caller about it, but my other biggest... My other biggest takeaway was, boy, no one respects Dennis Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens to Brian Daboll this year, trust me, the story isn't going to be about the quarterback that defied him. The story is going to be Brian Daboll needs to find another job.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.